Our lesson this morning comes from 1 John, the 5th chapter. And I'm going to read the first 6 verses of that chapter. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. And everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey His commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey His commandments. And His commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God conquers the world, and this is the victory that conquered the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and the blood, Jesus Christ. Not with water only, but with the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. Friends, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. So I adjusted the sermon from when I originally had it scheduled to preach and some of the original notes I had because I wanted to talk to the seniors a little bit. And you can listen in if you want to, but I'm reminding them of what I said in the earlier service. And the thing I know about the sermons is they change during the Sunday school hour. It's just weird how different things get in the sermons. Talk, T-O-K, talk. You've heard of talk. It's related to TikTok. You know, everything, every video, all the reels, all that stuff. I'm not going to talk about that. I want to talk about God talk. In states that don't have AP for high school, they have something called IB. It's International Baccalaureate. And an IB program is the same as an AP program, except one of the things the kids have to do is take a TOC course, the theory of knowledge. How do you know what you know? How do you learn what you know? How do you place what you know into your life and into the way you live? And it seems as I read the Gospel of John and this epistle of John that the writer is struggling with the whole notion of how do we know? How do we know that Jesus is the Christ? How do we know that God loves us? How do we know that we love God? How do you know? 38 times, the writer of 1 John uses the Greek verb gnosko, which means I know. He's constantly reminding the readers of that which they know. How do you know? And what do you know? Knowledge comes basically in two forms. Knowledge comes in objective form and subjective form. Objective form you get in books. Objective form you get from teachers. Objective form you research and you become aware of the facts. These facts become a knowledge base for you, and then you operate out of the knowledge, the knowing you have. The other kind of knowledge is subjective knowledge, that which you have actually lived through, that which you have actually experienced. I know because I know. It's fun to say this. Decades ago, this teenage boy stopped by to pick up my daughter for a date. And he came into the house to meet Dad. And I invited him in, and he sat on the love seat, and I sat on the sofa. It was much different than when I was a teenager dating a girl, because in North Alabama, you'd go pick up a girl for the first time and invariably her daddy would be in the den cleaning his shotgun. I didn't have a shotgun. I was intensely thumbing through the Bible. Thou shalt. I was not intimidating him. I was trying to, it wasn't working. And we talked a little bit about where are you going, what are you going to do, when are you going to have my daughter home? We're going here, we're going to do this, going to do that. So I'll have your daughter home by 10:30. I said, you better bet you're going to have my daughter home by 10:30. And Allison came out and was getting ready to go. And I said, before you take my daughter on a date, let's go look in the trunk of your car. Oh, Brother Doug, you don't want to look in. I want to look in the trunk of your car. Yes, I do. Yes, I ended up confiscating the young man's beer. And he said, how did you know? I said, I'm a dad. It's our job to know. And parents, I bring before you the ethical question. Do you punish your children for that which you got away with? Ah, nervous laughter. That's how I knew. So there is knowing that you learn and are taught, and there is knowing that you are living through. And John says, I want you to know Christ. And you know Christ by keeping his commandments. You know Christ by loving one another. You know Christ by serving Christ. You don't start out with all knowledge of Jesus. You come to a saving knowledge of Jesus, and you grow in the knowledge of Christ. Are you growing in your knowing? My friend Tommy Covington is a retired professor of math. He retired from Northwestern. Tommy's real passion was to build houses. And while he was a professor at Northwestern, he also built 13 or 14 houses in the Natchitoches area. And they're just gorgeous homes. He helped me when we were remodeling the house we live in Gibbsland, and I learned sawdust from Tommy Covington. He is an artist. And he said, there was this one guy once, a freshman in one of his math classes, and it wasn't algebra, it was just, you know, home economics math, as it were. And they got to the point where they're adding and subtracting fractions. And lowest common denominator is just driving this student nuts. He can't figure it out. He's all messed up. He's making terrible grades. And Tommy's spending time tutoring him and trying to get him past this hump in his knowing. And finally, one afternoon, the guy came to Tommy in his office and said, Dr. Covington, I'm tired of this math. I don't need this math. It's useless in my life. Why do I have to know this? And why do I have to learn this? And Tommy listened to him go on his rant about the things he didn't want to know and the things he didn't want to learn. And Tommy said, well, young man, just answer me one thing. As you're thinking about your career, what are you going to do? And the young man who didn't like fractions says, I want to be a carpenter. Sorry, guy. Lots of fractions involved in that career. We want to know Christ. It was estimated that up until 1900, human knowledge doubled about once a century. By 1945, it was doubling every 25 years. By 1982, it was doubling every 12 to 13 months. Do you know how fast human knowledge doubles now? Every 12 hours. There's a lot for you to know, and there's a lot for you to keep up with. You need to know that God is love, that God invites you into relationship with him, that God invites you to follow him. So the first word is know, K-N-O-W, know God. The second word derives from something Paul said about knowing Christ in Philippians. He talks about his confidence in the flesh. He was circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the house of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of the Hebrews, a Pharisee. He was persecutor of the church. He says, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. Yet whatever gains I had, these have come to be regarded as loss because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of what? Knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. And he says, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. And he goes on with this idea of knowing Christ. He says, I'm not there yet. I haven't reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider I've made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on to the goal for the prize of the heavenly calling of God in Christ Jesus. Paul just likened knowing God to a race. You're not looking to see who's catching up with you. You're looking at the finish line, and you want to cross this finish line fast, quick, and victorious. To the church at Corinth, he says this, do you not know? There's that word again. Do you not know that in a race, all the runners compete, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win it. Athletes exercise self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we are imperishable ones. So I do not run aimlessly, nor do I box, though beating the air. But I punish my body and enslave it so that I am proclaiming to others that I myself should not be disqualified. Part of knowing God is running the race. Part of knowing God is running the race. And John says this about the race. Whoever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. The victory that conquers the world. You want to conquer the world? Have faith in Christ. This is the victory that conquers the world, our faith in Christ. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Do you know what the word for overcome and conquer and victory is? See my swoosh? What brand is this? Nike. Guess what the Greek word for victory is? Nike. Guess what the Greek word to overcome is? Nike. Not only are you to know gnosko, you need to Nike in your life. You need to understand that through Christ Jesus, you've already won a victory. You need to understand that through Christ Jesus, he is going to walk with you through every step you take in life. That when the world turns dark and things aren't going well, you can call out, Jesus, my Lord, I need you, and I need you to help me overcome. Nike. There's a lot of overcoming you got to do out there. There are a lot of choices facing you. There are a lot of things that are going to come your way, and you've got to decide if they're good or they're bad or how they fit into your life plans. So know God, and you know God through loving God, and you know God through loving each other. And then remember, it's knowing God and having faith in God that helps you Nike overcome the world and have the victory. One more word. Paul wrote to the church at Rome, what shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? He writes, no, in all these things we are more than conquerors. And more than conquerors is a compound Greek word, hyper-Nike. So I want you to be Nike, but I want you to know in Christ, you can have some hyper-Nike. I just couldn't find those in the shoe store. You're more than conquerors through him who loved us, for I am convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth or anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Thanks for listening to the Trinity Podcast. To find out more about Trinity, visit us online at www.trinityreston.org.